This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jay, finish your sentence. Now from the top.
Wow.
I don't get it.
He didn't get it.
Make it drop.
Huh?
Make it drop.
He in the spirit. He don't know it.
Yeah, I don't know that stuff.
I love it.
I don't know that stuff. I don't know what you're talking about. How y'all feeling,
Mike?
You
good?
Yes, bro. Simple. There's no better feeling as a podcast host than making our sound engineers laugh. Like when Q, when I get a spill out of Q, when he's having to work the cameras, or Sean starts giggling behind the mic,
whenever
I can do that, I know that it's genuinely funny, you know? Not just us. Because they have to be professional and not intertwine with the podcast so much.
Can you get
much.
The vibration?
You said what?
Can you hear the vibration?
No, I know, but I can hear the disloyalty. I need you to stop. I need you to stop, okay? Because whatever that was.
All right, so look.
It don't.
With that being said, I'm pretty sure that today's episode is probably going to get me canceled.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. So you said, why I say that?
Why you say that?
So let me just talk about this for one. I want to talk about influence today.
Okay.
Talk about influence. You know, everybody's talking about being an influencer, whatever, whatever, whatever.
Oh, influencer.
Or influencer, or just influence, period.
Okay.
I saw something recently that disturbed me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my daughter, my little girl, man, has been singing the Old Town Road. You know what I'm saying? I want to take my horse
to the Old Town Road.
You got a little too excited, though, but watch this, right?
I got horses in the bag.
keep that energy for just a minute.
I like that.
So I seen my man drop the devil shoes.
You don't know
The rapper.
You don't know who sing that song?
Lil Nas X.
Okay, so he wasn't so he wasn't who he is. Well, I don't know. Well, he wasn't showing who he was during Old Town Road. I thought he was just a black cowboy. I was happy to see somebody in an eccentric place, you know.
So where did you think Lil Nas X came from?
His mom. What about you?
Okay.
No.
Let's move on.
So peep game, right? So I'm looking at my man and the influence he has, the shoes he dropped.
He dropped shoes?
I mean, it was like some.
Yeah.
Some like devil shoes.
Devil shoes, yeah.
What?
A satanic. It was
the Nike ones that they
were Nike
discontinued.
Shoes?
Supposed to
oh, they had real blood.
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
I heard about that.
Right. So you got that. Then I ain't seen it, right? But I heard one of his recent videos, you know, he was dancing naked. It's just some wild stuff.
Yeah.
And then recently a picture came out with him posing like a maternity picture.
Yeah.
Like he was pregnant. He was pregnant. Like that thing different, man. And so I want to kind of talk about influence and the power of both of y'all look stumped right now. Cool. Y'all look like what in the world? Like the power.
I'm like, whew.
Like the power of influence, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the importance of it, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to us using our voices and just kind of what's happening in the world. And I ain't the type of person, I don't judge folks. Like, yo, you do what you do, but you have influence over other people.
Mm.
And that's where it seems, that's where I feel like there are a lot of challenges as it relates to this. So I'm like, yo, bro, you want to be a certain thing? Like, okay, you live your life, you do your thing, But I feel like there are some things that's just like, because you have influence, and I don't know, sometimes folks is looking for attention. I don't really know what I'm saying. I just know I saw the songs, all right, the music video, all right, the devil shoes, all right, I get it. Now it's like the pregnancy pics.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what's going on? And you got some people that's like, psh, I don't pay that no mind, I keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got a young generation that's looking, that's like, yo, I don't understand, I'm confused. You know what I'm saying? And so I guess for me, my first thought is like, yo, I got to be intentional about making sure I put out light, right? I got to be intentional about making sure I set the right example. I got to be intentional about, you know what I'm saying, operating to my highest, you know what I'm saying, potential to put out in the world what I'm supposed to put out, because I can't control what nobody else does. And I feel like the world we live in, it's almost like we are trying to lobby in a sense for attention to put out the most positive stuff in a sense, you know what I'm saying? And that's like, you go to Instagram, you go to Google, you go to the world wide web, and you got a little bit of everything out here. And so I often tell folks, it's like, yo, the world ain't gonna automatically get better. Mm. But we gotta be intentional to let our light shine. We gotta be intentional to speak up. We gotta be intentional to reflect that positive that's out here in the world. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes this world can be very dark, very depressing. So we got to be intentional to uplift. That's why we come in here sometimes and we cut up and we have fun and we be silly and goofy, you know what I'm saying? But I just feel like we got to be intentional to let our light shine, you know what I'm saying? And to put out the best in the world in its purest form at the highest quality, because we competing out here.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when I'm putting out content, I'm trying to put out content that's going to inspire somebody, that's going to challenge somebody, maybe convict somebody to go deeper. You know what I'm saying? Maybe to encourage somebody. You know what I'm saying? But you got other folk that might put out content for other reasons. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we all know that sex sells, drama sells. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have two guys that can go on live together and talk about something positive, talk about real estate, and they get a couple hundred views. But you let two people who are known and they beefing and they gump on live together.
Millions.
You got thousands and millions. Yep. And so, I don't know. I just kind of talk about influence and the importance of it. I don't know if y'all have any thoughts, if y'all listen to Lil Nas X or what y'all listen to. But
so I haven't heard nothing since Old Town Road. And I've never seen the shoes, but I did hear about the blood. And I didn't know if that was like real or not. But he's not an artist that I look for. But that's a good thing to your point. When you have influence, you don't have to search for it. It comes to you, you know? I don't know.
So you hadn't seen the video?
No, heck no.
With them dancing.
Talking
about baby oil down. From what I heard, I couldn't see it.
Bro, ain't no way.
I'm like, I can't.
Ain't no way.
You know.
Now, I did see the maternity photo, and that was OD. And I remember people in my group chat, grown men, are literally saying, can a man really do that? Like, grown men. Like, I'm a man. Why am I questioning whether or not a man can get pregnant? You see what I'm saying? Like, it's confusing. My point is, it's confusing even to adults. Like, if you're confusing me as a grown man, if that's possible, or if this is Photoshop, how much more confused you think a child is? You know, like, how much more confused do you think somebody who doesn't even know themselves yet?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying the type of confusion has been thrown out there, because it's not just a certain, oh, he's really pregnant or he's really not. It's the confusion that starts the conversation.
Right. Absolutely.
And the conversation is all that needs to be started for confusion to continue and for people to either be inspired or encouraged by it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't know. I wonder when you made a point about we're in competition. You said we're in competition with, and we have to show light. So there are people that are trying to live in their truth. I hear that term a lot, living in your truth. What is living? How can you be loyal to your truth and still be an example and be able to shed light? Or do you just think that that's not somebody's highest preference or priority? Is light not their highest priority, or is them living in their truth shedding light?
I mean, light is not everybody's priority.
Okay.
Like, there is a darkness, whether we want to address it or not. There is a darkness, and there's people that, you know, dabble in between, somewhere between, and they think that it's creative to do things like we see Lil Nas X doing. and his performances and his music videos and all those things. But it is tapping into a creativity that they deem like true to them. And it may not be something that everyone agrees with, and it's not light at all, but for them, it's telling a story that they wanted to get out in some way, whether it be the creative director that came up with the treatment and then they carried it out and then Lil Nas X liked it and he went with it. I'm not really sure how all the details came about with the shoes, with the video, but just speaking from knowing how a lot of individuals work, there's some truth to how it's tied to something that resonates with them. And so, you know, it's not always light. And that's the thing. We do have to identify that there's going to be a lot of things that we don't like and we don't have to consume. But it's also they have a responsibility to know what they're putting out. They don't have to say, you know, I need to take responsibility for any actions that come from what people perceive from what I'm putting out. But they do have a responsibility to know what they are putting out and how it potentially will affect the coming up generations or the generations that are just like confused, like you said. But the reality is a lot of times they don't think about that because sometimes they're too young to even conceptualize how it will influence the next generation. And artists do have a lot of responsibility on their shoulders when it comes to, you know, making things that are deemed acceptable in our culture.
Yeah. And you know, I'll say this, and I hear exactly what you're saying. I feel like sometimes it might not even be intentional. Some folks might just be doing what they do, right? But then you got some folks, you know, it might intentional.
They might really believe wholeheartedly that, you know, yes.
Yeah,
that's
I remember
true.
I had some challenges since we talk about music.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a lot of, I mean, still do. Have a lot of challenges, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to certain music, you know what I'm saying? And I love a good beat.
Yeah.
But I'm all about the lyrics and the message behind it.
Uh-huh.
And this has always been something, whenever I shared it publicly, I always get pushed back and I love it. It's cool. But I'm just like, yo, you know, whenever I look at some of the music that's put out, especially by Black folk in the areas of rap, oftentimes the message is toxic, right? And they say, well, this is just me speaking my truth. This is just me speaking, you know what I'm saying, my reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember listening to an interview one time and the one where well-known rapper for the A was like, yo, I'm just speaking my mm-hmm. truth, my reality. And I'm like, yo, bro, I feel you. Like, if that's where you was or that's where right. you grew up, but if you're 10 years later and you talking about that same thing, like, bro, you different now. You got investment properties. Like, you married now. Like, you got kids now. You traveling the world now.
Yeah.
And so, but you're glorifying mm-hmm. what you know with sales.
Bro, I learned how to make drugs from an album.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I never sell drugs. I never was around people cooking it.
Yeah.
But I literally learned stuff and put together with things that I heard from people that I was close with.
Right.
And put the two and two together. And I was just like, he's really breaking down. He's really breaking down how to cook crack. Right. Like crack cocaine. Mm-hmm. Like it was an album. And I'm talking about, like, to your point, you said the beat goes hard. Like, for me, the beat was everything. And
oh, for sure.
You talking about baking soda?
No. That's he came along later. I like that song too. But I'm talking about the whole album. I'm talking about the whole album. So, you know what I'm saying? So he literally like
he taught you how to
you know what I'm saying? Like he taught somebody who was not interested in selling drugs
right.
how to make them.
Now here's the thing. You didn't go and start cooking crack.
I didn't.
Right. But you got other folks because you an adult.
But it made it sound more cool to me.
Right,
I was just
sure.
like, listen, I got more in common with y'all now than I thought.
And here's my
from understanding
realized,
it.
Right. And here's my beef, I realized. It's not even that they speaking their truth or living their life or whatever. I guess because I be in schools and I'm working with young people,
yeah.
I see the impact it has on them.
Okay.
So Lil Nas X, bro, you can do whatever you want. You can have boyfriends, you can have girlfriends. Like, I don't care, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to treat you with the same love and respect as I would anybody else. Like,
absolutely.
I don't care about that. You want to turn into whatever? Like, all right, whatever. That's your body. You do what you want to do. But when you're looking at this next generation that's already trying to figure out what they're going to do, I just feel like that can be very confusing and challenging.
Yes.
And there's a spirit there. So if I'm seeing some of these rappers and they talk about what they was doing, we could be driving and be listening to some foolishness, but we ain't finna go and start like shooting up some folks and cutting crack. You know what I'm saying? You like, so Drake dropped, they gonna cancel me. Drake dropped Certified Lover Boy. Everybody's like, oh, album, so amazing. And I'm like, I bet. But when you think about the message of it, my man said, yo, toxic masculinity. Like he mentioned it. It's glorifying smashing a whole bunch of different women, you know what I'm saying? And then getting them pregnant and just doing what you do. And it's like, okay, that's cool. As adults, they want to listen to it. But if you're looking at these younger kids and they see the album cover, they like, yeah, that's cool. Like, that's my fear, that you're going to have a whole bunch of young boys that's going to be out here, that's going to be ready, that's very impressionable, that's going to be out here ready to smash. And now it's a cool thing. You know what I'm saying? To
smash. Because it was co-signed by Drake.
And then girls get pregnant because that's what Drake's talking about and that's what he's celebrating. Mm. And so my thing is just like that part. And then let me tell you what happens, right? So now a young boy, you know what I'm saying? He smashes a little girl that maybe her father wasn't in her life, so she don't know her worth of value. Mm-hmm. And then maybe he don't know his worth of value, but he want to be a certified lover boy. You know what I'm saying? And then she end up pregnant and he not ready to be a father. And so because he's not ready to be a father, he's not really there. So now there's another child that's being raised that don't have his, you know what I'm saying, father there to kind of show him the way, or she don't have her father there to show her a way. And now that child grows up and that child don't really fully understand her worth or her value, and the cycle continues. Mm. So we really want to enhance the culture.
Of course.
Just saying we should start having some different type of conversations or not.
Well, different conversations, different types of music, because there's more songs about being reckless than there are songs about being responsible. So
and that's not, and that's what sells. Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't want to hear, make your bed in the morning, make sure you like,
or investment, people, in credit, in real estate, in property, in crypto. Could you imagine if just half of them say, you know what, I'm about to do a whole album about how to flip it the right way and about generational wealth. You know what I'm saying? Like when Jay-Z dropped 444, it was a little bit of that in there. And people was like, oh, it's amazing. I just imagine if the baby or some of these other rappers, like, you know what? I'm about to put something out that's gonna really breathe life into our people and really let this next generation, since I got their ear, I'm not gonna focus on what's gonna sell. I'm gonna put them in the best position so that they can one day sell an investment property and be successful. So
there are some rappers that do that. Go ahead.
Nope. Some? Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say there are a couple rappers that will have
sprinkled in, of course.
But like when I think about people that do teach more lessons, J. Cole, Kendrick.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna say old Kanye. I haven't heard his new stuff, but I'm gonna say old Kanye.
I want to talk about Kanye real quick as soon as you finish that.
Okay.
I feel like Kanye is getting ostracized.
But hold on, finish your point. We gonna go there.
But there are some select few. And also that, I mean, they can go both ways, but that's what makes them so great, because they can actually tap into people's intellectual mind while still delivering them the type of music that they can bob to and you know, have fun with.
Yeah.
So I just think it's important to use your influence for the greater good. But I understand people out here entertaining.
Think about it. And all right, so let me cross over. And I'm going to come to you, Mike. My bad, dog. I just want her to finish that statement.
No, you good. Yeah. You good.
And so let me be fully balanced, right? Let me be fully balanced. I'm about to flip the script. Y'all finally be like, okay, you went somewhere different. You know, the way folk look at movies, music might be the same way some people look at movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, I'm going to create this horror movie. I'm not telling you to go out here and really be Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? But Purge. You know what I'm saying? It's just something, or The Purge.
Right. Purge is a lot more realistic than Chainsaw to me.
Right, but I'm saying—
You get one day to go kill as many people as you want to.
Right,
like,
but it's still sick.
But no, exactly.
But
that's my point.
Why we got all these school shootings and everything else and all this other stuff that's happening out here. It's just different, man. So when I thought about influence— When I saw the pregnancy pics, I was like, bruh, like you do what you do. But I guess it hurt my heart because I'm like, yo, he got crazy influence.
Yeah.
Shoes are selling out. It's just like, man, and this, it's like the blind leading the blind, which is why I feel like, yo, it's levels that we got to step up to be great. But go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. So shout out to Kanye West, bro. Yeezy. People are trying to clown Kanye. And of course, I'm not going to say that he's not bothered by it, because I do feel like he feeds off of people's energy. But Kanye is trying to do a complete 180. Like, he's tried to go real hard and basically send a message of Christ, like harsh in his lane. And people are literally not taking him seriously.
So talking about with the new album or before?
Before, new album.
Oh, so the new album. Okay.
So the new album doesn't have one curse word in the whole album, right? So first off, he's trying to make an album where everybody can listen to, right? Well, what I'm perceiving is that he's trying to start off with an album that is something for everybody.
Okay.
Which means, in my opinion, based off of his past album, which he did do two CDs? What was it? Sunday Service? He did a couple albums that was geared toward, like, the world being freed from the church and calling out people in the church and saying, stop judging us in the world and loving us.
The message from this album is what? The new one? Talking about Donda?
Donda, message is weird for me because his creative genius, he's brilliant, but it's hard to understand everything that he's trying to do all the time. You have to listen to it over and over. And maybe that's an intent on his behalf, but from what I've seen is that what I've been able to take from it is that he really is wanting us to acknowledge that there's a higher power for us to get in touch with than just what's going on here on the earth. Okay, so what?
No, so go ahead. I didn't want to get,
But my thing is that people, you're saying to do something with your level of influence. Right. He's trying to do it now, but is it too late because he was speaking something so what's it called? Speaking in his truth for so long about the lifestyle before, and now when he's coming straight on with this, people are just like, are you calling yourself Jesus? Are you doing this? Da da da. And it's just like, if you listen to his message, bro, his past album, Sunday Service, was so good in terms of inspiration and even feeling like, man, that does make me look at Christ on a different level. But you don't know how many times I told church people, like, yo, have you heard Sunday Service? And they was just like, nah. They was like, who does it? And I'm just like, Kanye, I ain't listening to that. I ain't listening to that.
Right.
What I'm saying is that influence, they have already taken Kanye to be lost. No matter what.
Yeah, and I can't like get a blessing. We're all trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
but I'm saying, bro, influence. If we're talking about the power of influence.
Yeah, but he did that. Kanye gave people a reason to view him that way.
All given people a reason to look at one way.
Everyone is not as forgiving as you are, as the next person is.
But sometimes people try to see the genuine.
It's not that I'm forgiving, I just gave him a chance. People just not giving him a chance.
Well, that's different. But I can understand why some people will probably be like, let me wait and see. Because if you look at a few albums before, bro, that album cover was hella demonic.
What, Kanye West?
Yeah. With the vampire looking chicks that was all around him with the red eyes.
He had an album like that?
I didn't
see that.
All right.
Look at it.
I'm not joking, bro. I just didn't see it.
Yeah. Let me help you out real quick.
Yeah, I just didn't see it. So, that's a big transition.
So I could see why some people...
And I also know me, too, because I didn't listen to the Yeezus album because it sounds so close to Jesus. I was just like, that's Dodo. I'm straight. So I did choose what I wanted to support, and maybe that album had something in there that I could have benefited from.
Yeah. Catch that.
Mm-mm. My bad.
Is that it?
Oh, this is the Yeezus one. This is the one. So what turned me off about it was the fact of the name. So I never looked further. So right, that's the reason why. That's
but I
crazy.
Can see why some people would
me,
be like.
No, me too.
Yo, man, is he really, like, do he really? But it's a battle. I feel like that's the album, the last one he dropped, the more gospel lane. Mm-hmm. I feel like he was really, in this war, it's a war inside of all of us.
Absolutely.
So I feel like he was really trying to find that path. But I'm not surprised that people now, if this album has a different type of tone and spirit to it, I'm not surprised that people are like, well, we don't know what we're going to get. You know, but what you're saying is that thing about influence, you know, we all have it. And I guess for me, when I'm seeing all this different stuff out here, I'm just like, yo, it's a lot that's going on. And it makes me say, yo, Jay, just need to make sure you operate at the highest level, create more content, put as much good out here, be as phenomenal as you can, because they phenomenal in their space. Mm-hmm. They got the best photographers. They got the best videographers. They got the best cinematic people. They got the best social media people. You know what I'm saying? Like, they are very intentional about what they do. It just makes me say, I got to go harder.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, that's just what it is.
You never.
Either going to use your influence for... I mean, positive and hopefully, like, I mean, not even hope, but you decide that you're going to uplift, you know, people in groups that are not as visible as others. You can use them to promote them on your platform, or you can use your platform to just make it all about you. Make it all about what your interests are. And I mean, hope people don't do what they...
Or...
So,
but you got some folk that's intentionally using their influence because they know what sells.
So that's what I want to know. So the purpose of this episode, are we targeting people with influence to be intentional? Or are we targeting consumers to know that there's messages been across that you need to avoid?
That's good. So I would say a bit of both. I think there are some people, they know, like they know what they're putting out. It's going to be controversial. They know it's going to sell. You know what I'm saying? Like, they know people are going to be tapped in. Like, they're not surprised, you know what I'm saying, when they get certain responses. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, let me tell you something. Kanye, when it comes to marketing, is brilliant. Like, he knows, you know what I'm saying, what he's doing. He knows if he posts a picture in all black with a mask over his face, like, he know that's going to, like, folks know. Like, Lil Nas X, when he posted that pregnancy maternity picture, you know what I'm saying? Like, he knew that was going to crash the internet.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Like, people knew that. So it's more so, you know, them being intentional. I guess for me, I've always been real protective of the message, you know what I'm saying, that I allowed to come into my ears and my head for me personally. So maybe the bigger takeaway for our listeners, because we can't control what people do, but we can control what we consume. You know what I'm saying? And so for me, I've always been sensitive about, okay, what's the spirit behind this song I'm listening to? What's the message? Because I love those songs. I love them. And then sometimes I'm listening to something and I'm bobbing my head and I find myself singing it. But I'm like, yo, but is that really what I stand for? Mm. Like, is that really what I believe?
Yeah.
Like, is that really who I am? And I'm like, all right, let me cut this off. The beat fire, I love the way you're saying it, but I'm not really, you know what I'm saying, about that life.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't learn that until I was like maybe 14, 15, that music really affects the way that I carry myself every day. Yep.
So like 15 years ago? Like,
I was saying.
Give or take a couple months?
Yeah. And then I noticed, like, once I start switching it up, I was like, okay, I feel better.
Bro, how old are you?
When I would listen to a lot of the music.
Everybody wants to know, Crystal.
Nobody wants to know.
Mikey, I'm just saying. Go ahead, Chris.
Bro, you got the power of influence, Jay. Like, just tell us.
I just want her to be free. All the mamas watching this is like, Mike, boy, you know you ain't supposed to ask a woman her age.
Your
mama ain't never raised you better than that.
Man, tell them women they need to say how old they are and stop celebrating 33 times. You are not 21, ma'am. This is not your 25th birthday.
Are you finished or are you done?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay, gracias. So like I was saying, once I started to notice how it affected me, I started to shift the type of music I listened to. And I was like, but it wasn't something somebody taught me. It was something that I just was like, one day was like, wait a minute. I keep listening to all of this. Let me try something else. So then I started incorporating like classical music and different types of jazz and this and that. And then I was like, wait, I don't feel as heavy as when I was listening to heavy like R&B and rap, because R&B sometimes can be sad. Rap sometimes, back then,
was also very intense.
So,
I mean, back when?
Back when I was listening, and I found out when I was like 15 something. Anyway.
You don't listen to rap no more?
I still listen to rap, yes, but I do have to do everything in moderation, because I noticed that if I do just one, I take on whatever that energy is. And I can't do that for myself. I won't allow myself to do that.
I like that.
That's my two cents on it.
Because music can be meditative, you know? And I use music for a myriad of ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, let me use some words. What's up? Ooh, I had one.
You probably heard that in the song or something, huh?
No, I was reading.
Okay.
Thank you. Praise God. But I use music for different things. And it's only through intentional conversation that you kind of break it down like this.
Yeah.
But I literally have playlists for different things. Let me see what, like, my titles of different playlists, because I have things that my mindset is at when I do playlists. So one of my playlists is called Inspiration, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a list of songs that all go toward inspiration.
Right.
I have Christmas. It has a little flash with a little snowflake and a flash.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel like Christmas is in the area, right? Then I have one that says Gym Time, okay?
Oh,
with a fire symbol. Like, bro, I came to sweat. I came to work hard.
Oh,
that's going to turn me up. Okay.
Bro, I came in the gym one time, boy. Tracy was bumping that Jeezy. I was like, let's go.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey. You know what I'm saying? She was like, get it in. No doubt.
But it's a different thing, bro. I have a album that's called Healing.
Hmm.
Like, it really, mm-hmm. it really digs and makes me want to focus on the words, even the melody and the instruments right. make me want to focus on the transformation process that I feel like was taking place during the making of this song and the production of it. And then, bro, y'all can't judge me, bro.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Come on.
There's
there's
an album called It's Sexy Time. You know what I'm saying? Like the, bro, what's up with your face?
Okay.
That was
let me find out.
But bro,
you be solo or you be with somebody when you play that?
First of all, we talk about influence.
Because it's wrong answer either way.
We talk about influence. Gosh. But right. The sexy time is, I don't think that was meant for like,
I got you.
Whatever. I got another album called Just God and I. Okay.
Like, just
me and him. Yeah. And that don't mean the album is exclusive for me and him to listen to only. Oh, but it just lets me know
you
like
got an album called Sexy Time. But,
yeah. First of all, I knew this wasn't the same place, Jeremy. Like I appreciate you. Like I knew this wasn't the same place.
Very much the same place.
Okay. You just wouldn't do that. Okay. You know what?
What's up here?
Like, who needs enemies? If you got friends like these, okay? Like, if you're going to have friends like these, who needs to worry about an enemy? Clearly, Judas will kiss you on the cheek, all right? So,
right.
What I'm saying is that I am really understanding through this conversation how intentional influencers, how much influence people have. And if y'all don't mind me dialing it down a little bit, what about us as regular people? Do we think about the influence that we have? Because you have a daughter, you have a son. You know what I'm saying? Like when I come over, I'm Uncle Mike. You got Auntie Crystal. You know, like
Cousin Crystal.
Whatever. Like there's still somebody they look up to. Don't cut me off again. Right. Like bro, stop playing with me, bro. Like
I forgive you.
Okay, yeah. Okay. But the main thing is that there's a responsibility to every single person. Not just people that are in that level. Everything that we do influences or has an impact on somebody else.
That's it, bro. And I guess that's all I really was really focused on when I looked at, you know, what's just the influence and the importance of it, you know what I'm saying? And because I've been influenced in very positive ways, uh-huh. but there have been some things that have influenced me in some negative ways. And when I look, and again, to all y'all listening, like whatever, you listen, do whatever you want to do, right? Just be cautious of it. But I guess I'm thinking more about this younger generation, and I already know how much they struggle and how confused they are as well. And I mean, granted, we grew up, like I know the music I was listening to back then. It's some bangers I still play now, you know what I'm saying? But I realize that, you know what I'm saying? But I'd be wishing. Like, I think it'd be so crazy if we had something that would really kind of encourage and up. That's why, let me tell you something. That's why I got so much love for my guys, Troy and Rashad, were Earn Your Leisure. What they created with their platform. They could create another podcast to talk about music, another podcast to talk about hip hop, another podcast to talk about some dumb dodo stuff. But they was like, yo, we're going to create something for financial literacy. Mm-hmm. We're going to create a platform that's almost got a million followers that's going to add, you know, some value and speak life, you know what I'm saying, to our culture. And I guess for me, I'm just like, man, if people followed that same blueprint mm-hmm. and was like, I'm not going to just focus on what's hot right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to determine what I feel is hot.
Right.
I'm going to determine what I feel is necessary to right. add value and uplift other people. But some folks are just purely on entertainment mode and they're going to put out what sells.
But then that's where critical thinking has to kick in. A lot of people don't know how to critically think for themselves. And it's like, well, whose thoughts are you actually thinking? Are you thinking, okay, my brother likes this music, so I'm going to listen to this too? No, you have to take the focus off of other people's thoughts that you've kind of downloaded into yourself. Say, okay, how does this make me feel? And then move with intention on how you want to carry out your life, period.
Right.
And it's like, we don't teach critical thinking enough for people to know, okay, this person has a platform to influence me, but am I going to accept this influence? Am I going to be influenced by this? Or am I going to just say, okay, that's their lane, I'm going to go here because this is where my head is.
And the younger you are, the less you have a handle on that.
Yeah.
I'm more so advocating for the young folks. So by the way, if you're an adult and you listen to whatever you want to listen to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess what gets my heart going is when I think about this next generation.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, man, I'm already seeing what's in the world today.
Uh-huh.
And that's what makes me think like, because they say the human brain is not even fully developed until you're like 19 or 20.
Mm.
So imagine, you know what I'm saying? And even when it is fully developed,
mm-hmm.
what type of messaging are you putting out here?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's some cats right now. They don't need to listen to Certified Lover Boy. It's like, you need to be a great husband or you need to be a better fiance. Like, yeah. you don't need no more impressions right. that's going to have yeah. you out here ready to hit the club and try to smash.
right.
You need to stay focused right now on who you have at home. You feel me?
Yeah. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah. but that's that. It's just different. I don't know. But that's why I say, you know what I'm saying? People can't cancel me. God called me, so I can't be canceled. Let me just say that. God called me, so I can't be canceled. I was just being silly early when I was like, they might cancel me for this. But that's not even possible.
Right.
I just know this is not a popular notion. People be like, yo, you kill, you know what I'm saying? A cop shoot a black kid, you know what I'm saying? Whatever with the government. People talking about they put stuff in the vaccine. Like, I'm hearing all this stuff. But they say, don't you dare come for my music.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, keep that same energy.
Yeah.
Keep that same energy when it comes to music. Keep that same energy when it comes to this toxicity. Like, keep that same energy. Is this enhancing the culture? Like, is this doing anything for our folks? But people don't want to talk about that. Why? Because they worship. People are slaves to music. Mm. And people don't even realize how mesmerizing and powerful and magical music can actually be. How spiritual music can be. You know what I'm saying? But they get caught up into that beat. They get caught up into the drum and don't realize that message that's been sharing to them, you know what I'm saying? How that's helping to reprogram something deeper inside their brain. Mm-hmm. So I just want folk to live their best life. I'm Gucci. So if you're an adult, right? Well, whoever you are, my thing is be cautious and mindful of what you allow to come into your brain. You know what I'm saying? Like what kind of energy you allow to come in. Mm-hmm. And especially the younger you are and the more impressionable you are. So my thoughts is for this next generation that's trying to figure this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I can't control what they listen to. I can't control what they do. But I promise you one thing, Mike. I swear on everything, Crystal. As long as I'm living, as long as God will allow me, yeah. I'll do the best I can to put the best out here, to speak life, to affirm, to encourage, to speak love, to speak truth to power. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's sexy or popular or not, whether it sells or not, I'm gonna do the absolute best I can with what I have. And I just feel like everybody listening to me, we all have different influences in different parts of life. And it's our responsibility to use the influence that we have in the best way we can to be as powerful and prolific. And I feel like that's what Next Level Living is all about.